Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. It's Saturday, and we're in Carlsbad, California, and I'm with Rob Haley, the owner of Howard's Rug Company, based in San Diego. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Kemp.
Yeah. Starnet's here in your backyard. Let's start with that for a quick second. You are the Starnet member in San Diego, and you run a very successful commercial contracting business, right?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. A lot of hard work and quite a few years, but we do love the business.
We did a best practices on you a few years ago. Remind my listeners real quick why it's called Howard's Rug.
I went to work for Howard and Don Riddle in 1975, and we've always kept the name. We tried to change it a couple of times, but people seem to like the old-fashioned rug part. So even though we don't sell rugs, we've kept the name, and the marketplace understands and recognizes it.
Well, I think if you changed it to Rob Haley's company, you'd be just as successful, but I understand brand equity. Let's talk. You're stepping down off of the board of directors, and you've created a lot of the focuses within Starnet. I want to get to that in just a minute. But before I do that, I want to real quick mention that since Starnet came to your hometown here for this meeting, you had an event on Tuesday night, and over 100 members came to it, right?
That was a lot of fun. We brought in a taco truck and some legitimate real mariachis that serenaded us for a couple hours, and I think everybody had a good time.
I understand there was an air show, too, extemporaneous, right?
Our office is right next to Miramar Air Force Base, and they fly over a couple times a day. If you're not used to it, it's pretty exhilarating. We call it the sound of freedom in the office, and when they come over, everybody stops, and we wait for a minute, and it reminds us about how lucky we are to live in the United States.
Fantastic. You know, Rob, one thing I want to quickly address, too, because we're going to get some details on some other things, is those people who know you, trust you, you've been great at building relationships, you have this air about you. It's one where you want to help other people. You always stand up and offer your chair. You're a true gentleman, and I can tell you and Kathy have a great life together. So kudos to you for that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. We feel like that we're the poster child for the flooring community, and it's such a great opportunity. It's a great industry.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Gene and I were talking about you last night, and you're stepping down off the board. You're a real idea person. A few of the things that make Starnet what it is today as far as growing the young people. I mean, this whole next gen idea was your idea, right?
I believe it was. It started off with an offhand comment. I was at the back of one of the meetings and standing up, and I was looking over all the heads, and I saw a lot of gray hair and a lot of no hair, like myself, and it reminded me that, well, maybe this dynamic group of entrepreneurs that we have might be aging out, and it's time to get more younger people in our business and have more of our members, younger people, to get involved in the organization of Starnet.
And I got to tell you, I mean, it's not just having a group within a group. You guys are active. These next-gen people, they get together, they go do mill visits, they learn from each other, and this morning they had a speaker come, and they do that at every meeting, so it's got a lot of legs. It was a great idea. Another idea, just to move to the next one, is this leadership exchange program. Talk us a brief second about that, if you would.
Well, I've been going to other Starnet locations for about 15 years, and I've actually been to 17 Starnet members' locations. I usually have an agenda when I go there. For instance, our ceramic tile business was faltering about 15 years ago, and I decided to go to visit Tim Watkins at Vector Concepts because I felt that he would help me learn the secrets of the business that he had already perfected. After a couple of days of him and his brother Jody telling us about what they've learned, right and wrong, good and bad, I can say now that Howard's Rug Company, about 25% of our work is in the ceramic tile and stone business, and a lot of that started from what we learned from Vector Concepts and the leadership exchange. One of the strengths of our company is we have Kathy Kennedy as our design associate, and we've had 10 or 12 Starnet people send their design professionals to us to learn about how we have conducted our business and where we've been successful and what things work and what things don't. Another example would be Richard Friedman from DFS a couple of years ago gave me a tip. We have the same software program, and he pointed out that there was a glitch in how we were figuring our sales tax, that I was, if you could imagine, paying the government too much money.
In California,
which is really a ridiculous concept. And I've saved literally hundreds of thousands of dollars from advice that Richard gave me.
Let me add, too, that people don't know, Richard's just 100 miles north of you.
Richard and I compete. Yeah. He has a San Diego office, a very professional organization, very proud to have them in StarNet. I was considering getting into the raised access flooring business a couple years ago. I went to Austin, Texas to visit Bill Imhoff from Intertech. And after spending a couple of days with him, I realized that that business wasn't for Howard's Rug Company. We don't really have the corporate headquarters. He saved me years of attempting to do something that I don't think we could have succeeded at. So sometimes you can learn what not to do besides what to do from our fellow members.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure when you go do these visits, you go in for several days and people really spend some time with you. And so you've actually taken this concept and offered it up as a program to suggest that other members do it to learn the way you've learned, right?
Well, what has happened is the Leadership Exchange has now been more formally organized by the StarNet staff. And Eric in particular has taken the concept. He's making it easier for everybody to reach out to members that actually have the strengths. So they're sharing the strengths and they're sharing the names of the companies that are interested in sharing the information. So StarNet has taken the concept and has professionalized it. I've received gratification and acknowledgement for some of my ideas, but truthfully, what's happened is that the members and the StarNet staff have fleshed out the ideas and made them work. And I'm not particularly great at that. It's just not my niche. Mm-hmm. But working together is truly a team effort.
Well, there's entrepreneurs that come up with ideas, and there's people that work out the details, and they've just worked out the details of a great idea. Another concept you've come up with is this dream team. Tell me about that, if you would.
Well, I've been very pleased with how that's been received by the organization. This was the second year. This year we had three great team winners. It's the first salvo in creating organic growth. We're acknowledging partnerships at the street level. We have a contest that stimulates and celebrates successful partnering, which results in more business for our aligned vendors and for our membership partners. The lead sharing has resulted in, you know, additional business and continued professionalism and growth in both the manufacturers and the people that get involved. I think it's been a good little program.
So, Tamir, what you're just saying is where a member and a vendor get together on the street level and make calls together and win an account together and then work through building the business, right?
Correct. And then they have to talk about it. And part of it is to communicate the success to the judges and talk about why their efforts resulted in more business for everybody involved.
And another program you've just introduced is an organic growth program. Then you're taking a program down to the members of your team that don't come to these meetings, right?
That's the idea. The upper management at the vendor level and the upper management at the contracting cooperative level are great. We work well together. But the real business is done at the street level. We're trying to improve and create relationships between our members that are actually doing the work. So we're matching a street level contractor associate with a mill rep that actually works in that marketplace. The idea is to spend 3 days socializing and learning from each other at a mill. We're sharing costs, which is unique. StarNet is sponsoring, and the vendors are sponsoring the costs. We're hoping to target particular clients, improve relationships, come up with a strategy that actually develops more business together. Now, the first trip is with Tandis, and it's scheduled for May 22nd. And we've got 5 StarNet members that are already lined up and ready to go, and I believe that we've got 4 or 5 other trips planned for the rest of the year. So I'm pretty excited about it. I think it will result in more business.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's the 4 great ideas you brought to the organization, and now you're stepping off the board. And I understand by talking to Gene, you're not going to miss sitting in those closed rooms, right?
Well, I have a very short attention span. If you had an opportunity to be in the room, I was usually standing up and walking around. I think I was a disturbing element to everyone. It was a great honor to be on the board. It's a wonderful way to learn from real successful people. So I've picked up quite a things that'll help Howard Drug Company be a better, more successful company.
Well, let's go back to that just a second, because one thing I think is really interesting is that you're a very successful commercial contractor focused in San Diego, and now you've got your son, Jesse, coming into the business, and you have actually a son-in-law coming into the business as well, right?
Yes. My son, Jesse, is a CPA from Pricewaterhouse. He worked there for 5 years out of San Jose, and a couple years ago, he came to me and said, you know, Dad, that flooring business that we always kind of made fun of looks pretty interesting. I'd really like an opportunity to get involved. And that has been great news. It's such a pleasure working with your family, in particular my son. We talk 8 or 10 times a day. We call each other at night. We strategize. We truly are partners. I think Howard Drug Company is going to do fine for the next generation.
That's fantastic. It's good to hear that. So actually, they're bringing new ideas for you, right?
New ideas and new professionalism. Their background is different than mine was. I learned everything the hard way, and these guys are learning faster and quicker. And I think that has a lot to do with how information is shared and the technology and the pace of the industry now.
Great to talk to you, Rob, and congratulations on all the contributions you've given to Starnet and the success of your business. Again, been talking to Rob Haley, the owner of Howard's Rug Company, based in San Diego, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.